Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, I'm Brian, and I love Lifetime Christmas movies.
I'm Patrick Serrano, and I'm a Lifetime movie expert.
I'm Dan, and I despise Lifetime Christmas movies, and this is the
Deck the Lifetime Encore Podcast. Nailed it! Go. Go, Santa, you're flying in the sky, getting so high, high and alive. Not like that, though, he's above board. He's super cool and super... not high. Hi, everybody. So, welcome back.
So what I got from that was Santa is real, but does not do drugs.
He doesn't do drugs. Okay. He is high in the sky, right. But he's still level. He's still level. Still sober-minded.
Never heard that rumor. I've never heard that rumor about Santa, so I think we're good.
Yeah. He's got a busy night.
He had that one year, there were a couple of rumors, but we don't talk about
it. It was like the early 2000s. It was like Lindsay, Paris, Santa.
Yes. They would go out nights on the town.
That's right.
They survived Y2K. They said, why not? We were all there. You know who else was there? The ladies of the 80s. It's the movie that we're talking about today.
Are these the ladies of the 1980s? Is that the idea that we're going for in the movie, or is this just what we're referencing? Yeah.
1980s is the era. They're not in the 80s. They're in the now times, correct. But they were prominent in the 80s.
And now they're in their actual 80s.
I don't know.
I think it was their prime was in the 80s, right?
Okay.
Yeah. It's not like, what's that movie with Jane Fonda and Lily Tomlin? And
80 Rita for Brady.
80 for Brady.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was hilarious.
I did not see it. Was it really hilarious, or are you doing a bit?
I mean, I didn't laugh out loud like I did at this movie.
I will say this. This movie, aside from the Lifetime Christmas movie sex scene history, which I saw that on the interwebs, this is the only Lifetime movie I've ever seen on social, like people talking about on social media. Like I don't typically see this anything, but you know,
this is it.
It's a big deal.
This is the big deal this year. So, we can jump right into who's now, in here. And it's a big deal.
You tell me who's in here and I'll tell you how many of them I'm familiar with.
Yeah. Oh, this is a fun game. So Bran, I'm going to tell you the person and you tell me what they're notable for. Okay.
Got it.
Lonnie Anderson.
Young and the Restless.
Close.
WKRP Cincinnati.
WKRP. Okay. Yeah. Morgan Fairchild.
Young and the Restless.
Nope. I don't know what she's from. Old Navy commercials?
She was in a soap opera. Was it not Young and the Restless?
I think maybe she was in Young and the Restless or something. Someone will tell us. Linda Gray.
Young and the Restless.
She was in Dallas.
Dallas.
The original and the reboot.
Both.
Donna Mills
from Young and the Restless. I was just getting word.
I don't know.
Days of Our Lives.
I think Days, but I don't remember her from Days.
Donna Mills was in some like Woody Allen movies. Okay. Like she's an actual film actress.
Yeah, she's no like Marlena, you know.
And you really got to scroll through these IMDb's to get to the good.
Yeah.
Who are you looking at?
It is Ladies of the 80s, after all.
It is.
Morgan Fairchild.
We are not even past the year 2000 yet. We have been scrolling for hours.
And then finally, our last lady of the 80s.
General Hospital. General Hospital.
Sheridan. Nicolette Sheridan. Oh, I love General Hospital.
All right. So the fact, so the whole bit in this movie is that they were all prominent soap opera stars in the 80s. So is that true of all of these actors as well? Like that's what they're known for?
Not Nicolette Sheridan.
Nicolette Sheridan, which I know what she's from. I actually know what she's from. It's Desperate Housewives.
Right. Correct? But in the 80s, I think she was like an ingenue and stuff, like, or a sexy lady.
She was an ingenue movies. And sexy lady. Of course you were going to say that.
Well, and I, of course, but, so yeah, but some of them are soap opera stars.
Yeah. Some of them are soap operas or have gone on to guest appear on soap operas or make up or at least do like a nighttime soap, like a Dallas or a, what's the other one? Dallas and,
Spot's Landing.
I never saw Desperate Housewives. Desperate Housewives, wasn't that just like a primetime soap opera?
Like a primetime soap, yeah.
Like higher quality because it's primetime, but same basis.
That's what Dallas was, primetime soap.
Okay. Yeah. All right, so then, we're moving and grooving. I just like, you know immediately that these women were obvious. They were obviously a big deal. I just wasn't. I wasn't familiar with them, but that didn't stop me from enjoying them. Together, they're fun in this movie, but I just didn't know who they were. And I'm sorry.
Yes, and in the synopsis that I have written for today, I only refer to them as their character names as their real names because I did not know the character names. And
it would have been impossible. There's too many to even try.
And to be fair, also, no one on this current episode is over 40 years old. So when they were in their heyday, we were anywhere from 0 to 7 years old max when they were in their heyday in the 80s. So we don't really, it's not really fair to ask us, you know, to be like aficionados or like to really know that stuff.
So the test is really going to be like, does this movie work for like a me? Like that does not know anything. Like I didn't recognize any of these women. But the draw here is these soap opera stars that are together again, and we love it. Is it going to work for the average person? That's going to be the test of this movie.
Right, and does the average viewer even know what a soap opera is? I mean, like, if you're coming in, this type of genre doesn't exist in today's world. And I think the movie does a good job setting it up, jumping, like, right into the thing. They start off with, like, a Hollywood, like, E! Hollywood True Story or some, you know, one of those news shows, Access Hollywood type of thing. And they're talking about the soap opera called The Great Lakes.
That was the show. And all of these women that are going to be in this movie were on The Great Lakes. And there was like a lot of them had like a falling out or something like that. But somehow they have gotten them all to agree, almost all of them to agree to come back to do a live, for reasons I don't know, a live episode of The Great Lakes.
Wow.
Yeah. And the producer / writer of the script was also in The Great Lakes. His name's Alex. He was a child star on that show. And he wanted to bring like everyone back together because he has like fond memories of acting and all that stuff.
Right. He was on the show as a kid, correct?
Yeah. And I think Nicolette Sheridan was his TV mom or something like that.
Yeah. They do like a sweet little thing.
Yeah. So we see like the set, we see like him setting up and, you know, he's a little stressed. He has the director come in, a friend from college, from film school. Her name's Nell. And she is like, you know, not really that known in the industry, but he's giving her a chance. And apparently they have like a little thing in college.
It is clear right from the get go that these two are could hook up at any moment. They are just like looking at each other, like with eyes the entire time. They are next to each other.
Not just with eyes. It is a full on, looking at the booty, like he's bending over to pick something up and she is like staring at his booty.
It is still with eyes, but her eyes, his butt. So half the amount of eyes as they're as when they're looking at each other.
Got it. I'm tracking. Yes.
Thank you. I didn't want anyone to be confused. She is still looking at them at the booty with her eyes.
Got it.
Oh, and he's like, "Are you checking me out?" And she's like, "Heck yeah, I am."
They're just ready to rock and roll anytime.
Rock and roll. Yes. So the scene is set. Now all the divas are coming to set. We have Morgan Fairchild. She is playing like a New York girly. She's on the phone with her agent, Alex Mappa, who literally is just in this movie on like a Zoom call for a couple of scenes. And she has like a secret that she's keeping. And she also has like, she talks about her Tonys and Emmys like all the time, all her awards. She like is just dropping like, "Oh, remember when I won the Tony for whatever?" It was crazy. Like there's a lot of inside jokes in this movie. And she was dropping the most inside jokes.
I guess, yeah. Maybe is that her thing, Morgan Fairchild? Is she known for winning a lot of awards?
No. I mean, well, I do have an awards game that we'll get to later.
Oh, good. I love awards games.
But yes, this is the question I had. I wonder if any of these people actually have awards, you know?
Yeah.
And, they do from a ranging scale. So we'll get there. Next we meet Donna Mills. Yeah, I forgot the S there. She's the Mother Teresa of the group. She like is all about her public image. She has adopted 5 children.
They do like an Angelina Jolie bit here, like about adopting kids and stuff like that.
From war-torn countries specifically.
Yes.
That's been like what she's been doing after. And she has a big social media presence. Nicolette Sheridan is the only holdout for the reunion. She has like a business. I don't know what, like it must be a makeup line or something. And she works with her real son. And she's like talking to her son, having a nice moment. And she's like, "Hold on, son." And she picks up the phone. She's like, "Konnichiwa." And then they like cut away. Oh. So she's a global entrepreneur.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's global. She's international.
She's international.
You might be wondering, there's a couple ladies left. Lonnie Anderson, what's she doing? She is straight off of the set from Celebrity Survivor. She comes in a, you know, safari hat and like the safari outfit.
How when you are done with Survivor, you wear safari garb? That's what you do. To make
sure people know.
That you were on Survivor.
How would they know didn't wear the garb?
I can tell because you look like Steve Irwin. That's how you know.
It's Celebrity Survivor. So she's like, "Oh, I got the hut from Lisa Vanderpump," and blah, blah, blah. Again, inside jokes. And Lonnie Anderson, I think, is my favorite one of these ladies just from previous works. I've just seen her in other stuff.
She is fun in this movie. She seems like she's having a good time.
She's the one I'm most familiar with, I'd say. Our final lady diva of the 80s is Linda Gray. She is married to Christopher Atkins from Blue Lagoon. We all know that movie.
Of course.
And he has clothes on for this movie, so I was very disappointed. No loincloth.
I hate that for you, Patrick.
I know. I'm like,
did you think that he acted in every movie in a loincloth?
Yeah. I mean, I've only seen him in Blue Lagoon.
That was the choice he made. That's the Brooke Shields movie, isn't it?
Blue Lagoon? Yeah.
Once it works for you, just stick to it. Like, stick to what works.
That's right. Yeah. Can you imagine showing me like, "And when do I put the loincloth?"
I was, this, you know, my thing.
This is your thing where I wear the loincloth.
My thing I do.
You know, Tom Cruise runs in every movie. I, at some point, have to wear
the loincloth.
Exactly.
Yes.
She's like the most normal of the ladies. She's like not really in the industry anymore. And she has turned to like a lifestyle guru, like a health and wellness with her husband. And she has a secret fast food addiction.
Don't we all?
Secret? No, it's not a secret.
She eats in her car. She's very ashamed of all the sugary, sweet thing she likes, and she's trying to keep up appearances of being a healthy person like Gwyneth Paltrow, but she can't do it. Which is a funny bit, I think. The ladies, they all come and meet the director, meet the producer, and they're less interested in their vision in the movie. They want to know like what's going on because they can tell they're vibing. Right?
They immediately pick up on the tension there. So these ladies of the 80s are now very invested in the going-ons of the producer and director.
Of course.
As As one
yeah,
would.
Right. Yeah, as you would be. Yeah.
Think of like five like mom matchmakers coming in and just like really going for it. And they're all divas. So they're all like divas. Given, yeah, they are.
One
like
of them
ready
was on Survivor.
To,
yeah.
See. Celebrity.
Take a peek at the hat. Right. If you need have any questions, you let me know. But I Safari.
Yeah.
Nicolette Sheridan shows up, and she's the one holdout who didn't show up, but somehow she's been convinced. And Donna Mills is very upset because they had a falling out back in the 80s. They used to be best friends, like party girls, and now they're not friends. They don't talk. Donna Mills gets so upset. She feels ambushed. She yells at the director, and she quits.
Yes.
Mm. Which and it, causes dominoes of everyone else to quit, right?
Of course. It's putting the entire project in jeopardy.
Oh no.
And you hate that. Oh, and we don't really get any answers as to why she ended up showing up aside from she wasn't going to be left out. But like
that's
the
fine.
Producer didn't know, director didn't, no one knew. She just showed up to set, which I can't imagine is how any of that works, but what do I know?
That's how I show up to recordings.
That's exactly right. You don't want me here too bad. I have the link. I have the address. I'm coming.
Yes. And everybody leaves except Lonnie Anderson, who pitches that she would love to play all the parts and just be a character that has multiple personalities disorder.
Okay.
Which is great. She's like, I'm really going for that Emmy because I never won the Emmy. But I did get slimed on the Kids' Choice Awards.
I mean, come on.
Isn't that the dream? That is a dream. Dream of mine is to be slimed on the Kids' Choice Awards.
Which would you rather have, slime on Kids' Choice Awards or statue in downtown Greenville?
Oh, that's tough.
You got to go with slime, right?
I think you got to go with slime.
You can show that anywhere.
Yeah.
You know, for all posterity.
Watch it. I would start every conversation with before I talk to you.
Before I speak to you any further.
I need you to watch this video of me being slimed by somebody.
Can't do that on television.
No. Can't, but I am.
Well, all right, and now is time for our awards game because this is the last time we talk about awards. So I am going to have you guys put in order who has the most awards in your opinion, and I will tell you if you're right or wrong. From these five ladies, we have Lonnie Anderson, Morgan Fairchild, Linda Gray, Donna Mills, and Nicolette Sheridan. Who will go from the bottom to the top? Who has never been nominated?
For anything? Tonys, Emmys, Grammys, Oscars, anything?
We are just doing Emmys, primetime and daytime.
Okay, primetime and daytime Emmys. No, has never
this
been nominated.
Has
Lonnie Anderson, Morgan Fairchild, Linda Gray, Nicolette Sheridan. Who's the fifth one?
Donna Mills.
Nicolette Sheridan.
Has never?
Yes.
Okay.
Brand?
I'll go with that.
Yeah.
Okay. Correct.
That's because he said half of correct.
He did. That did help with my answer. No.
I just want to be clear. I got that right. Brand did not. Okay. Go ahead.
You got to play the game.
I was saying Croatia.
Yeah, Croatia. Yeah,
anyways, don't hate the player. Hate the game.
Yeah.
This next person did win a daytime Emmy.
Okay.
But it was a tie with Fred Willard.
Fred Willard.
Linda Gray.
Let me go with Donna Mills.
Two for two.
Which Brand, one?
Sorry. It was Donna Mills.
Got him. Man.
That was anticipation.
I'm two for two. You're 0-for-2. Okay, I want to be clear.
Doesn't seem right.
Yes. It was a daytime Emmy for General Hospital.
Wow.
Yeah.
Guest appearance. Yeah.
Now it's going to get tough.
Yes. This person has been nominated for one primetime Emmy. Primetime.
Primetime Emmy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, who's the Desperate Housewives?
She's already been going. Oh. It's the one that was on Dallas. Lonnie, is it?
Give me Linda Gray again.
Linda Gray.
Lonnie Anderson.
Morgan Fairchild or Lonnie Anderson. Okay. Brand, you've got one.
Yeah. Hey! I was going to go Linda Gray, and I just wanted to go different from him. And so, yeah.
It's okay. Yeah.
We've both gotten two right.
That is hysterical.
Don't hit the player, hit the game.
This person has been nominated for one daytime Emmy and one primetime Emmy.
Who's still out there?
Lonnie Anderson and Morgan Fairchild are the two. I'm going Lonnie Anderson.
Morgan. I'll go Fairchild just to get a winner.
Oh, this is getting a tense race. This is what it must feel like on award shows. Bran is correct.
Here's the problem is we're both going to get the last one right, Lonnie Anderson. Well,
right. So I have one more, and then there's the game.
We both did it. Yeah.
It all circles back, right? Because Lonnie Anderson is the character who has no awards, but she actually is the most awarded person. She has been nominated for 2 Primetime Emmy Awards for the
WKRP Cincinnati
or whatever. Yeah, yeah.
Yep.
But none of these ladies have actually. I guess technically Donna Mills and Linda Gray won.
What do you mean technically? Wait.
Technically, Donna Mills won, but it was a tie.
Oh, it was a tie. They did a tie?
Yeah, the old tie.
The old tie award.
Yeah. So,
man, how about that?
Only nominees, which is great. I've never been nominated for an Emmy, so
you know, call me. We actually just won an award.
We did.
It was the best goers to break.
The best goers to break.
Yeah.
Wow. Do you know why we're so good at it?
Why?
It's because we always do it seamlessly.
Yes.
Without any awkward banter beforehand.
Like the homework.
Lifetime on Court.
Welcome back. I just want to thank everybody. I want to thank God. Yeah. I want to thank my mom.
Academy. Everybody. Rick. Family. Trace.
Huge. Huge for us. Yeah, huge everybody. For us.
Even Brian Harold, if you can believe it.
So, the ladies of the 80s, they are getting ready to call it quitsies.
But not Aaron Shay.
No, yeah, we're
the
not.
One person
we're not
in
thinking.
The room who we could have thanked. We just were like, nah.
I'm not thinking her.
No, absolutely not. Thank her.
So the ladies of the 80s are getting ready to hang it up. They're not going to do the special. Okay, that's it. Where we are.
Yes. And Linda Gray overhears a conversation between Nell and Alex about how this experiment flopping is going to ruin their careers. And she rounds up the divas and she's like, we got to do it for Alex. He is one of us. He's one of the ladies of the 80s, but a kid lady. And they all agree to do a photo shoot. We get a photo shoot montage. I was like, it's time for a montage. Photo shoot montage of like a Tina Turner knockoff singer singing Ladies of the 80s.
Ladies of the 80s!
That is really Fran doing an impression of a Tina Turner impressionist.
It truly was. It was great. I was like, this is perfect. This is what I needed.
It was a bizarre song. I didn't hate it, but it was weird.
I looked it up to try to find it like online. I couldn't find it. I'm like, dang, because I really wanted to play it today.
You know but Ladies of the 80s is missing? A song of the same name played.
Yeah. No, it was spot on. I'm like, perfect. That's exactly what this movie needed. Absolutely. Alex works on the script that he hasn't finished while wearing plaid slippers and Christmas boxers. He appears naked and he
is shirtless. Didn't need it.
Didn't
happened.
Mind it, though.
No,
it was gratuitous.
No,
it
of course
gratuitous.
It was a lot. Yes, it was a lot. But kudos to him. Kudos to him. And I got to be honest with you, the fact that he is not going to be an actor anymore is ridiculous. That's the most ridiculous part of that. The minute I saw that he has abs like that, I'm like, there's no way this guy's not going to keep being an actor. Come on, get out.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, and I didn't even put the picture on my blog because it was too steamy. I had to save it for Instagram, you know.
The people, the lifetimeuncork.com people, they said, no, it's too great. Like the board said, no, they said, you can post on socials, but not on our website.
It's like the laptop is like right there. Like where all the stuff is happening.
Yep.
No, I'm saying
<Dude. laughs>
where all the stuff is happening.
You know,
The ladies of the 80s drink some hot toddies and reminisce.
Hot toddy.
They gossip. And then we get the hot gossip about Nicolette Sheridan. She is talking about Donna Mills, how she just ditched her one day, just quit the show, up and left, and moved to L.A. and is such a diva. And they were really good friends. They used to party all the time at, I don't know. The Viper Room. I don't know what was a club in the 80s.
Sunset.
The Viper Room. Right? Let's go to the Sunset Viper Room.
The Sunset Viper Room.
Donna Mills comes in. She ruins the vibe. She starts talking about her social media and how famous she is on social media. And they're like, those aren't your real friends. Those are just people online. They really shade her. They are interrupted by Nell singing "Oh Christmas Tree" while crying by the fireplace.
Oh my gosh.
And she is cracking nuts with a nutcracker, but not how you would actually do it with the mouth and you pull the lever. She is smashing them with the nutcracker. Like,
oh, she's the base of it. She's just hammering them home.
She's doing well.
Yeah,
wow.
I'm like, somebody needs to tell her how to use that thing. She is exerting too much effort, but she's also getting out her aggression, so she feels better because Alex doesn't really like her, and he like totally friend zoned her and was like, thanks, pal. And she's like, what the heck? Like, I thought we were like vibing.
Well, and we find out that they like hooked up back in college and then he just disappeared. Like just deuced out early the next day, and like they never talked again. Now we do find out the reason why. In your experience with these movies, if somebody deuces out the next day with no explanation, what happened in their life?
Ghosted.
They had like a promotion, or someone in their family needed something from them.
Yeah, a death situation. Yeah. It's a death situation.
Yeah, there you go.
Yes, both his parents died.
Both of them.
It was a helicopter skiing accident again.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I know.
Man, that's tough.
You gotta be careful.
You gotta be careful. I gotta do it. I gotta get a whale together. That's just there's too many of these accidents in these movies to not take this seriously.
You don't have a whale?
No.
Yeah, I got one. I got a whale, man.
Yeah, it doesn't help me any.
Yeah, if my wife and I die, you're getting my kids. Congratulations.
You know,
my goodness.
I'm just kidding.
What do I get?
You get all the debt.
Why are you kidding, though? I feel like I'm a pretty good option. I mean,
I would have told you. I was kidding about surprising you, not that you're not capable. I was kidding that I would have just done that and not told you. I
want them anyway.
Wow.
You guys are like Donna Mills and Nicolette Sheridan. I think you're...
They call us that around the office. They call me Nicolette. That's just something that they do.
It'd be a shame for them to, like, you know, have a loving family that already knows them. They're already comfortable with us. And,
I'm just saying, you know, I would have told you if I had done that.
No, save it. Save it. I know. I heard you loud and clear, bucko. You know what? That helps me. It saves a conversation that I was
sitting at the table, right?
They actually don't have any desire to do that. Weirdly enough, it hasn't been a problem, so we haven't had to put in sort of anything.
Okay, so the ladies of the 80s are hearing this, that Nell is upset about all this, similar to you all being upset in this moment. They solve it with a makeover montage.
Hey!
So maybe you guys just need a makeover montage and you'll feel better. It is a diva montage because they really deck her out with like the outfit, and she's got like, the dress was crazy. I mean, it's got like a deep cutout V, and she comes to set looking like she should be on the set, not directing. And I mean, I guess you could direct in whatever you want, but I feel like a formal dress would be not comfortable to work in.
You know, I'd say
just thinking, but Alex is like, hubba hubba, what's going on? And she thinks she's nailed it. But then a Christmas ornament breaks from the tree and he totally loses interest in her. Yeah. And he's like, oh no, my set is ruined. And she gets really upset again because even at her diva makeover, she can't keep his attention.
He's a bit of a workaholic. He has a bit of a problem, I'd say. Just you know, in the few scenes I see him in.
Yeah. So the ladies of the 80s, they haven't done rehearsal or anything, but they do a lot of press. They get this whole thing with that guy again, the entertainment guy.
Christmas is fast approaching. The script isn't finished yet. They haven't done any rehearsal. But we should start promoting it.
Yeah, for sure. The press needs to happen. That's what we do around here. We just do press all year.
And they do it. And Nell starts flirting with the interviewer, and Alex gets jealous. And all the girls are like, yes, you're doing it. You're making yourself seem desirable to make him jealous. That's what we would do in a soap opera. So we finally do get a rehearsal. Yes. There's a whole stunt double bit where Morgan Fairchild falls down the stairs, and then everyone's like, "Are you okay?" And then pops up the guy.
It is very funny. I laughed out loud at this scene because I didn't realize I didn't realize what was happening entirely, and I thought she had actually fallen down the stairs, and it just looked really bad. Mm-hmm. And then it turns out it was on purpose, which is great. Like it was very funny.
Yeah, the dude in the wig.
Because she goes, "Oh!" and like ducks out of the way of the camera. You see this person tumbling down the stairs. It's a great scene. Great scene.
I mean, that's really how they used to do it back in the soap opera days. I mean, falling down the stairs is a lifetime tradition, and it should be in every Christmas movie, I think.
A tradition unlike any other. Like us going to break on Deck the Hallmark. Nailed it.
I mean, they don't give those awards out to just anybody.
They don't give them out to anybody.
Like, that's something exactly you gotta earn.
That's exactly right.
How dare you go to break when I was just getting to the Hunky House Boys?
Well, let's get to the Hunky House Boys.
Yes.
they do a casting for Hunky House Boys, and two hunky men. Well, three men walk in. Two of them are hunky, and I'll let you decide for yourself.
You know who you are, unhunky house boy, wannabe.
Yes, and they walk in slow motion. All the ladies are like fanning themselves. It's very campy. Very, I love that. And then they work on the script again. They are like actually reading lines, and the script is not going well. It doesn't seem to be.
Oh, it just doesn't seem like them. It doesn't seem like the ladies of the 80s that we know and love, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
It's falling a little flat.
So the ladies and Alex have like a drunken night together and rekindle like their coworker vibes. And he's like very inspired by them and everything. So the next day, Lonnie Anderson wakes up early to like get coffee, and she catches Linda Gray eating the junk food. And she's like, "Oh my gosh, what are you doing?" And Linda Gray has a breakdown. She's like, "I can't do it anymore. I'm a fraud. I don't want to eat all this tofu."
And this is when they all start opening up and like telling their truths, and like
all of them, every single one of them. And Lonnie Anderson takes off her blonde wig, and underneath is a gray wig, so she has gray hair. But it was,
gotta be honest, her gray hair looked great. Yeah. She's pulling the heck out of it.
It was a wig for sure.
She was pulling the heck out of it.
She was pulling the heck out of it. Yeah.
Yes.
She sure
Morgan
was.
Fairchild's big secret is that she wears
costume jewelry. Unbelievable.
Will you not leave your kids with me because you're worried that my English will be affected?
Well, that's part of it for sure.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Yes. And
I didn't need it from you. I didn't need the
she's why? Pulling the heck out of it.
She's pulling the heck out of it.
Yes. Finally, Donna Mills comes clean about why she left the show all those years ago. And
might be thinking it's going to be for a dumb reason. It's going to be for something that doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Turns out it's kind of a bombshell.
It is. I was like, what the heck? She slept with Nicolette Sheridan's fiance.
Oh my gosh. That is a bombshell.
And I'm like, something similar has happened to me in the past few years where my best friend slept with my boyfriend. And, I'm still upset about it. But Nicolette Sheridan
need to unpack this?
We don't need to get into it, but we are sorry. That's
goodness.
Thank you. Yes. Look, it's been dramatic.
it was just one night. I don't know.
Right? Nicolette Sheridan basically says, like, "Well, I'm glad you didn't tell me at the time, because I wouldn't have married him and had my son and had my great business."
The chillest response. The chillest.
The water under the bridge.
The only, like, the only reason that she can respond like that is because she already knows that her ex, like, slept with everybody. And so it's like, what's one more? But it was a bombshell revelation that I just felt like they did deal with even a little bit. She's like, yep.
The best part about the reveal is like, it's all like a little bit like tense and serious, right? And then out of nowhere, Linda Gray is like, "Wait a minute, I slept with your fiance too."
Oh,
so funny.
Boy.
It was a very, wow. Very Golden Girls moment. Very Golden Girls moment. And I love that. So the live show happens. It's full of melodrama, of course. But the chat, there's a live chat similar to us, how we have a live chat. And the chat isn't into it. The chat's like, we don't like this.
Because they're all just like, they're like just kind of being nice. Like, it's like, isn't it so great to be back?
And well, they're doing that soap opera talk where it's like, your cousin was my stepsister and I hate you. And
but it's not really leading to anything. The chat wants the drama. The chat wants them to be B words.
Of course.
Yes. And they are not. They are not that, but they were like, you know what? We can do that if that's what they want. A B fest, if you will.
A B fest. Bramble fest.
They start throwing insults at each other and like calling each other like walking mattresses and stuff like that. And then they get into like a food fight. Like,
now I want to talk about this food fight, cause I don't know if you had the same thought I did, cause it starts fun, right? Like whipped cream in the face, pies. And then, the gray hair,
Lonnie Anderson
pouring
the heck out of it.
Pours a gravy boat on top of who is she?
Sheridan.
Gravy, I wouldn't take fondly to that. And this is all improv.
You wouldn't take fondly.
Imagine like pies, fun. Gravy, a full gravy boat just streaming down your face.
There are some pies that may be worse than some gravies.
She seems
hot gravy.
Her face when the gravy gets put on her, it does seem like we're doing this now? We're doing gravy now?
It seemed like Nicola Sheridan did not agree to that before filming. And Lonnie Anderson was just like, see you later, girl.
It's gravy time. Oh. It's gravy o'clock. It's
gravy time. I love gravy.
I love gravy too.
Alex thanks the ladies. He's like, you guys are amazing. That was so good. It went so well. And the divas are like, we're starting a nonprofit called the Divas Foundation. And then they send him on his way to tell Mel how he feels. And he has this whole like poolside like thing set up, and it's like very nice. But I've been to LA pools and they're very dirty and gross, so I wouldn't like this. It's LA is just so gross. Anyways, Nell is like, she's wowed by everything. She's like, this is amazing. They kiss. And then he tells her that his mom died and all that stuff that we already talked about. But before they go, she says the following. They kiss they're about to kiss. And she says, oh, Romeo, Romeo, wherefore art thou my Christmas day, Romeo?
Can you imagine? Can you imagine kissing someone and they say that to you?
I just got the cringy chills, you know, like right? This, like the, oh, man.
It's tough.
And right after he's like, you know what? My other parents just died.
Oh my gosh. I gotta go.
They're dead again.
Oh my goodness.
So weird. We get a brief news update from like the news thing, the Access Hollywood thing. And they're like, the show has been picked up for the first live ever streamed soap opera, which I think is actually a kind of good idea. Like, let's take it back to when soap operas are filmed live. That would be fun.
Yeah. Live stream, live reactions. I do like the idea.
Yeah. And Lonnie Anderson finally gets that daytime Emmy for her brave performance as a gray haired woman.
Oh, how dare. That's unbelievable to step out like that with gray hair.
I know.
It's beautiful.
And that's the movie. So we'll start with Dan. Pour It Up means you're into it. Put a Cork in It means you're not into it. What did you think of this movie?
Is tough. It's evident that these ladies are having fun doing this movie. It's evident from the way you guys are talking that they're having fun. And it's also evident that if you know who these women are, then the jokes are landing. And so I always like to see a movie where people are having fun and executing the thing they've set out to execute. Is it for me? No. Would I have enjoyed it? No. Personally, I'm inclined to put a cork in this, but I feel like if the degree of difficulty was a 5 of 5, they nailed it. They did everything within that to get all the points. So on the merit of that alone, let me pour it up. I'm going to pour it up.
Okay, wow. Great.
Yeah.
Bran, what are you thinking?
Yes, I don't know these women, and didn't really have any sort of expectation going into this. But I thought that they were so much fun together. Like, I really enjoyed this movie, surprisingly enough. Some things I didn't totally get, but when the ladies of the 80s are just hanging out, I'm having a blast. So, I'm pouring it up. I enjoyed it a lot.
All right.
Wonderful. Yeah. So, like I said, like, this movie was the big feature for Lifetime for this year. You know, they spent the big bucks to get all these ladies together. And I was looking into, like, the director and writers. The writers actually worked on Golden Girls. Like, they did, like, 3 episodes at the very end. You know, they're probably like young staff writers at the time. So they're kind of like flexing those muscles. So I have to like pour it up. Otherwise I might go to gay purgatory.
I've heard about that.
But, yeah. Gurgatory. Yeah. That's a tough place to be.
The plot was thin. And I feel like the young actors could have been better cast, someone more like engaging or something. But yeah, it's all about the divas. So
all about the
pour
divas.
It up. Pour it up for the divas.
100%. 100%.
Fascinating. Triple pour it up.
It's a triple pour. Be careful. It might run out. I don't know. I was trying to do something there. It didn't work. Yeah. We're going to be back next week with another one. Yes, Chef Christmas.
Ooh,
yes,
Chef. Yeah.
Yes, Chef.
I can't wait.
Yes, Chef.
The food in the Yes, Chef trailer looks good.
All right.
There you go. Right,
we'll see about it. Until next time, check out LifetimeUncorked.com for all of Patrick's wonderful reviews, doing so many reviews this holiday season.
Too many.
Not just the ones we're talking about here, but all of them. So go to LifetimeUncorked.com and check out our show on Philo, philo.tv/DTH. You can watch this. You can watch Lifetime, Hallmark, and everything in between. It's your holiday movie hub, so why would you not want that? And we'll be back next time with another one. Until then, Merry Christmas!
Deck the Hallmark's of Bramble Jam podcast is produced by Aaron Shea.
What?
For more information on Deck the Hallmark, you can go to deckthehallmark.com. For more information on the Deck the Hallmark family, you can go to bramblejamplus.com. Deck the Hallmark is presented by Philo TV. For a free trial of Philo, go to philo.tv/DTH.